Getting your bull to come in with a bugle or a cow call? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Elk hunters, here's a question. If you're wanting to get a nice big bull, what do you use, a cow call or a bugle? The answer, in the minds of a lot of my hunter friends, is both. A cow call does not threaten the bull. If you can get a bull to answer with a cow call, and he's aggressive and loves what he hears, then that probably is what you should stay with. Sometimes you can get a bull going with a cow call. They'll answer, but then they'll just hang. In those circumstances, you might try going with a bugle. It's challenging, it's aggressive, it's obnoxious, it's in his face, and he doesn't want to hear it. You might try a high-pitched, non-threatening bugle, which can be very aggravating to the bull that you're looking for. Listen to this. It's very important not to intimidate, just to aggravate and challenge. I asked avid elk hunter Brandon Lobo what his preference was, and he gave me a suggestion as well as a note of caution.
That would be like a bugle, and that takes a mouth read, and that takes a lot of practice. That takes practice because once you're out in the field, you have to just do it instinctively. You know, you can't screw up once. If you screw up once, well, generally they're going to know it's not real, you know. So you can look up plenty of YouTube videos on saying, you know, how to run a mouth read for a bugle elk and all that kind of stuff.
Brandon's right. I checked on YouTube, and there are tons of videos.
Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.